Most people ain't afraid of me. They're scared to embrace what they was born to be. To be yourself, it takes courage. To follow your heart and go within, my friend, it takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. They're scared to embrace what they was born to do. To be real, it takes courage. Follow your bliss and go within, my friend, it takes courage. I've never been afraid to go against the grain. My teacher is my life, was taught by the pain. And life taught me that fear is a disease. And my courage gave birth to my visions and my dreams. I'm grateful to the pain through my mama's womb. I came in the month of February. Timber is the name that she gave. Pop said that the world is hopeless, but timber means hope. And as long as I'm alive, there's a little in this world, and that's why I wrote this. So please, MCs, let's keep the focus. And the greatest enemy, his enemy, not you. That's why they call it enemy. Don't you believe that's true? It's in my hopes that you do. Cause only fearless women and men look within and conquer themselves again and again, like Timber did. And I'm talking to my friends, I believe that's you. Most people ain't afraid of me. They're scared to embrace what they was born to be. Real, it takes courage. To follow your heart and go within, my friend, it takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. They're scared to embrace what they was born to do. Yourself, it takes courage. Follow your bliss and go within, my friend, it takes courage, yeah. Thank God, cause every time I breathe, I'm embraced in his arms. I thank him every day, I'm not afraid to respond. To the only one who's ever really loved me, the only one who's ever really hugged me. To the only one who's ever really known me. Who was it who came into that prison when I was lonely? Some call it God, I call him the one and only. I'm a child of courage, refuse to be found. And please don't get it twisted. Don't misinterpret the essence of message like they did with the scriptures. I'm not afraid to go to hell, but guess what? Even if I'm dead, God's love will be there. And how I bring heaven down, I see his will being done through the eyes of a child and a smile. I even see it done through a frown, teaching me how precious life is right now. Come on, most people ain't afraid of me. They're scared to embrace what they was born to be. Be yourself, it takes courage. To follow your heart and go within, my friend, it takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. They're scared to embrace what they was born to do. But it really takes courage. To follow your bliss and go within, my friend, it takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of me. They're scared to embrace what they was born to be. But be yourself, it takes courage. To follow your heart and go within, my friend, it takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. They're scared to embrace what they was born to do. It really takes courage. To follow your bliss and go within, my friend, it takes courage, yeah.
Greetings, beloved family. My name is Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the Bullet of Love. I am so outstandingly grateful to be here today. Wow, to follow your heart and go within, my friend, it takes courage. You know, in this day and time in which, you know, there's so many distractions, and there's so many people in the world that are unconsciously following something besides their heart. It's so important for reminders like that. It's so important to tap into the courage. It's so important to believe that you can do it, that you can follow your heart. To follow your heart and go within, my friend, it takes courage. That's my song, and I'm so grateful to be able to have shared it with you. I'm so grateful that you're here today with me. I'm so grateful that we both woke up today so we could be here. You know, it is nothing like feeling your heart and the presence of your mind is gratitude. Gratitude and happiness, two sides of the same coin. They swing on the same vine, and they're two, the same ship on the same trip. And, you know, so if you fill your mind and heart with the gratitude of thank you, then that's what you'll experience, greater degrees of happiness. So I just want to say thank you for you being here today with me right here, right now, with Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the Bullet of Love. And by the way, I call myself the Bullet of Love, simply because the same bullet that was meant to murder me is the same bullet that led me to forgiveness, and that forgiveness led me to experiencing my very own heart, and that experience to led me to deeper degrees of love and experience of love, and also to being here with you right here, right now. You know, my shows are always pertaining to some type of development of the heart, some type of development of tuning into your very own heart and living out of that space and honoring your journey as something very sacred, something very priceless honoring that song that's inside of you that is singing to the world right now, whether or not you realize it or not. But it just, as the more you tap into your heart and you get aligned with it, that song will start coming out of the silence within your own being, and it will get louder and louder and louder, and then the whole world eventually will hear it. I want you to believe in that possibility and reality for yourself today, and I want you to say yes. I want you to just place your hand on your heart before I introduce my beloved guest. I want you to just place your hand on your heart. I want you to just focus in to your heartbeat and the attitude of thank you. Because the bottom line is, we've all been through hell. And if you're living in today's day, you're experiencing, if nothing else, a subtle degree of trauma. So much hurt and pain out there, but there is a solution, and that solution is you. So you are indeed, and in fact, living in your solution already, even if you don't realize it, because it takes you to turn it on. When you come into a room that's dark, it takes you to flip that light switch. And that's what we do on the spiritual path. Your heart is the light switch, the light that comes on, and the room. It's a sacred place. So I just want you to place your hand on your heart today. And I want, before we get started, I want you to breathe in to your heart. I want you to feel your heartbeat. And I want you to just declare as your heart beats. I want you to hear it saying in your own voice, I love you. I love you. I love you. That's what your heartbeat is saying to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You are adored and loved. You are adored and loved always. And the evidence and proof is right there in your heartbeat. Again, my name is Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the Bullet of Love. Welcome to the Timber Spirit Show. And this is not a gimmick. In every moment of the show, I promise I will pour my heart out to you. I will pour my heart out, and I will receive your heart's energy. That is my commitment today on this show. Today we have an outstanding guest, somebody who is going to be open with us, someone who has wisdom and experience, someone who has success in the health and wellness world as far as products are concerned, someone who is willing to expose themselves. You know, it's very, very outstanding and also rare when a successful business person, particularly somebody who's been around for 60-plus years in success, somebody who's 75 years old, still, you know, doing this, what we're about to experience today, which is exposing his journey and how he got to where he's at, his product, which is incredible, and just allowing people to access him. So I want to just give him a hand and a shout out just for that. Today we have on the Timber Spirit Show, Anthony Carl Urach. My special guest today is Anthony Carl Urach, the founder of JC Tonics. Welcome to the show, beloved brother. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Temba. That really was something quite extraordinary. You're right, 75 years old. Wow, as you were talking, I started thinking about an awful lot of things. As you mentioned, I didn't know this about you. Somebody tried to murder you? Holy cow, I thought I had some challenges in my life. My good Lord. I haven't had any compared to that, or probably a lot of things that have happened to many, many people out there that are just really terrible. And you're right. Boy, oh boy, do you ever have to have heart? They wrote a song about that. You gotta have heart. Boy, you gotta have heart to do a lot of things if you want to help out in this crazy world. And I'm, right. Of course, of the generation that we grew up in the 50s, which was glorious. Never locked our doors to our houses, never locked the car doors, left the windows open. I mean, holy smokes, talk about a change over those 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really appreciate you sharing that, you know, and I appreciate you acknowledging my experience, you know, and my particular, what I call my own sacred journey. But, you know, I've learned that compassion is universal and love is universal and the heart is universal. So, and how people translate their tragedies and suffering also makes a difference. So I may have gone through what I went through getting shot, but because I translated it and took it to a place, it took me to a place of love and forgiveness, it might have been somebody else who stubbed their toe. You know, and actually because their mind just ran with the stubbing their toe, maybe they played that tape over and over again. So I don't minimize or maximize anybody's experience. I'm so grateful that you're here, that everything that happened in your life, in my life, and everybody else's life who's tuned in, God is here in this moment, and each one of our journeys are important. So, you know, one thing I'm fascinated about is, you know, your father and how he had this vision and incorporated this vision into coming up with these incredible tonics. And, you know, I just wanted you to share a little bit more of your journey, and so we can get the wisdom out of it, we can extract the nuggets, and then we're going to move into telling the people about this wonderful JC Miracle Tonic that you have out there, and it's been, you know, just doing its thing and helping people become more productive where health is concerned out in this world. I think it's wonderful for us to complement the heart, the spirit, the mind, but you can't neglect the body. All those elements have to be working in harmony with each other. So in actuality, to live out of your heart is to take care of your body. I'm out here in Portland, Oregon right now, taking care of my mind, my body, my spirit, saturating myself in the natural environment, which I believe everybody deserves. And I don't care what you've been through, I think you believe you deserve to eat healthy food, to drink healthy liquids, to breathe healthy air, etc. So if you could just go into a little bit more of your journey and just share your wisdom with the listeners and whatever you want to share, just pour out your heart to the people.
Well, that's a tall order, Temba, but boy, oh boy, is there ever a pot full of stuff. You know, I think of people like Gandhi who went through what he went through for his cause, and he managed to do it, and nevertheless, you have done it, even being shot, I guess, murdered. They were shooting you, I'm not sure what, but there are millions of people out there listening to your show who have gone through a lot worse than I have, that's for sure. And I certainly have not come anywhere close to being murdered.
Just a quick footnote. If people want to hear the whole, or at least a more thick version of the story, and forgive me for interrupting you, but I just realized that people may be saying, wow, I want to hear more. You guys can actually tap into my first show and hear more details on my life journey. So forgive me for cutting you off, Anthony, and also for not introducing that. That people can listen to my first show and hear more details on that. Please forgive me and please continue.
No, where do they go for you to tap into your first show?
Archives. They just go into the archives, and it's actually
okay.
The first show.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the long and the short of it, folks, is that, as Temba said, I'm still doing it. I'm 75 years old. I promised everybody that I'm not going to do this for more than another 25 years. And so far, so good. I have a body that they tell me is the body of a 50-year-old, or maybe they're exaggerating, trying to make me feel good, but certainly not more than 50s somewhere. And that means physical, because I've never been to a doctor. I've never had a prescription. Well, I've been to a doctor, broken bones and sutures for cuts and whatnot, but never a medication, never any kind of hospitalization for anything of any illness. All my organs are perfect. I eat like a horse, drink like a fish, sleep like a log. I mean, everything is like perfect. It is a miracle. And that miracle is due to this preparation, as my dad used to call it, that he developed so very long ago. He started tinkering with his idea when he was 14. And actually, it's an interesting story. When he was 14, you have to wonder, what was he doing playing around with botanicals, with plants, and trying to figure out what he can do? Well, he was, among other things, a young mountaineer, so he would climb with his pals. And one time, he was born in Vienna, and one time in the Alps in Austria, they were climbing, and he had a very acute shortage of oxygen, and he thought he might just fall. And he thought, good Lord, if I fall, I pull everybody down with me. And that's what prompted him to start to think, is there anything that could alleviate this situation of mine? Not knowing what his situation was. And around about the same time, when he was about 14, they had this place where they went to dive in a very deep pool, and it was a bit of a cliff, and they would climb higher and higher and higher. And I forget now, it was in meters, but the top of it was about 100, and I think it worked out to 112 feet. And they used to dive higher and higher, and up at the 90-foot level, they would dive ongoing, and no one would take the dare to dive from the top until my dad did one day. When he hit the water, he hit it with such force it split his two eardrums, and he became totally deaf. And,
wow.
I mean, as I was growing up, as he was swimming, he always had to put earplugs in or else, the water would go in his brain. So, I mean, right. He was totally deaf. But you know what? He developed hearing through the bones in the back of his neck. But while he was deaf, he started really studying plants. And that's how he managed to become such an expert. And as he studied them, he was thinking of his problem and how he could alleviate it. So he was heading in that direction. But over the 20 years, during the 20s and 30s, as he did it part-time, not full-time, I mean, he grew up, went to school. He and my mother got married in Europe, came to Canada for their honeymoon. He had he was offered a post with Agriculture Canada, so they decided to stay. I mean, they went through the Dust Bowl, they went through the Depression and all the rest of it, and all the while he tinkered with his formula, trying to put it together, until, as he said in his story a few years ago, he said, boy, oh boy, one day I just woke up in the middle of the night like a bolt of lightning struck me, and he said, wow, I always kept a little pad and a pencil next to my bed, and I would write whatever I thought of in the night. And this time, he said, it was like perfection. I wrote down what I dreamt, but he said it was so vivid. And the next day, he said, I rushed to the lab, and I put it together, and basically, that was my molecular chain. That was my formula. Well, that's
Anthony,
one thing.
I got to get in. I have to get in and say, wow. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I honor everybody's journey, but it takes something impactful to really get Mike to grab me like that. You really grabbed me that was powerful. Like, I was listening, but then you said he jumped in a pool and, you know, had the impact, made him lose his hearing, and then that led him to getting in tune and in touch with the vibrational energy of the plants. Wow, that's so powerful. You know, the Bullet of Love experience. That's what I tell people. Don't compare your story to mine, because everybody has their Bullet of Love experience. That's just some experience of, hardship, tragedy, pain. It's just life on life terms. It's nothing to run from. It's nothing to deny. It's nothing to go beyond. It's something just to accept. And, you know, that lesson and the revelation came through your father, through it looks like a series of events like that, and I'm just really like, wow, that's so powerful. I'm looking at the water element. I'm looking at the power, you know, the force. That's another particular thing, you know, that took place, and then, you know, him not being able to hear from the physical plane's perspective, but him having an inner voice, an inner hearing that took place in a connectivity with the subtle vibrational frequency of plants. That's profound. I had to get in and say that. I wanted to really bring that home for the people listening and just to say, you know, like, wow, okay, every experience has a purpose. That's what I'm hearing out of that, and that includes everybody who is listening right now. Please be so kind to continue about another 5 minutes, and then we're going to go into another one of my songs, if that's okay. But please continue. I'm very moved. My heart is very touched. It's beautiful.
Well, this is really a 400-hour story, and I'm going to try and make it into a one-hour presentation. So it's pretty tough to hit all the high spots and the low spots. But you can imagine just on what he was going through, from being stone deaf, totally deaf, at a youngster, 14, I mean, you're a teenager. So he buried himself into books, and he became really, really good at what he was doing. And this formula that we have today is the same one, and he started actually marketing it in 1943. And
wow.
It's been doing the same thing now for 70 years. It's funny, there's a money-back guarantee, and no one ever asks for their money back. Because it works, and it works on everything. And he was able to come up with that molecular chain and put it together in such a way that it just does that. When you talked earlier, Temba, about health, well, there is spiritual health, there's bodily health, and a lot of people in this world today, in this country, it's terrible how they can't do anything because their health is so poor, so they spend their life trying to get better health, taking the medication, not working, going to the doctor, getting an operation, having another organ cut out. It seems to be that everything revolves around trying to maintain or get some kind of decent health so that they can do other things, so that they can have a decent quality of life.
Absolutely.
And I think it's just so sad when I see people withering away before their time. Oh, people are living longer because they've been kept alive, but are they happy and are they able to do what they'd like to do, and do they have a great sunset years? Well, look around. Not too good, is it? And so this tonic actually can change all that and has been doing it for those that decide to try it. And as Dr. Mowry says on our website, by the way, folks, if you want to go and read up, there's tons and tons of information. Go to tembaspirit.jurak.com, and there it is. And there's a few comments by a Dr. Daniel Mowry. He wrote this great book on tonic herbs.
Hey, Anthony, I'm going to get in right quick, because I want you to give that address to them again, a little slower, to make sure they get that, because a lot of people listening potentially want to see some visual stuff as we're talking. So could you give them that website again?
Yeah, sure. It's it's www. Temba Spirit is one word, so spell it all in one word. Temba, TEMBASPIRIT, .JURAK.com. That brings you right
Thank
to the
you.
Website. And you will see things there that you better be sitting down, because you're going to find very difficult to believe. And yet, whoever drinks of this elixir has results. And once your body starts to feel better, look better, and you start getting over some of the terrible things you're going through, your spirit, your mind, you can start thinking of doing charitable work. You can start thinking of spending more time with your children. You can do a lot of things. You smile more. I don't know how many marriages we've saved. I mean, just because people all of a sudden are in better humor. And before they were almost like road rage with their mate. All these things are important, and they come down to your human body. That body has to be in relatively good shape to be able to have a good mind and be able to think the things you want and do the things you want and be happy within yourself, in your heart. And it's hard
it's
to be happy
true.
In your
it's
heart
absolutely true.
When you're hurting.
As all of those components work together, you know, it's actually, that's the trinity, mind, body, soul. You know, it's like, you know, for years I have denied one or, you know, went over to the other side, extreme, you know, but it's all about the balance. And it's so true. We can't, there's no spirit first, body last. No, it's like it's all tied into one system and everything needs to be in harmony. We're going to go into another song. I'm going to humbly ask my man, Dougie Fresh, to go ahead and put my song In This World on for the listeners. And we're going to come back with Anthony Carl Urach, founder of JC Tonic.
Kindness, and it's true, I used to dwell amongst the criminal minded, but we wasn't really criminals, we were just blinded. Somebody came along and said that I was a diamond. That's when Timber started looking within me, I would find it. Someone else came along and said that I was like gold, and that the burn of my life purified my soul. The system called me a convict, that's what I was told. But if you look a little deeper, you see that I was chosen. The brother behind bars are
really gods and prostitutes and the drug addicts are really stars. My heart wants to be frozen, but love thought it out through the palm, and now my heart's exploding. Hip hop, human aquarium, that's humanity combined with my son, that's Aquarius. They locked me up, come on, I forgave them. The brother who shot me, yeah, I forgave them. Come on, I forgave them when they killed the savior, because I'm bigger than their sick behavior. If I'ma be a victim, let it be a victim of grace. If I'ma be destroyed, let it be love that I face. If I'ma be guilty, let it be guilty of being good. If I'ma be in prison, let it be inside of your heart. If I'ma be addicted, then I'm addicted to my passions. If I'm a criminal, my crime is compassion. If I'm hungry, I'm hungry for patience. Come on, if I'm starving, I'm starving of hatred. If I'm tired, then I'm tired of excuses. If I'm dwelling in the past, then I'm living in illusions. If I'm crying, it's for the women and babies who suffer every day from modern day slavery. This hard one.
BBS Radio, the most incredible radio station on the planet. I also want to give a shout out to all the incredible artists being played on the network. And of course, all the radio show hosts. And also all my loyal friends, fans, loved ones, etc. I also want to invite you to download my transformational hip-hop songs free of charge on my Facebook music page. That's Timber Spirit, TEMBASPIRT. And of course, you can check out my website, www.timberspirit.com. Check me out hosting the Timber Spirit Show Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Network. On my show, the number one topic is always inspiration in the heart. I love you. Peace, peace.
Greetings, beloved family. This is Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the Bullet of Love. I'm here today with Anthony Carl Urach, and I just want to please extend my humble apologies to you because that actually we needed to update that commercial. I actually transformed my transformational hip-hop page into Timber Spirit, the Bullet of Love. That's what the Facebook page is saying now. Make note of that, Doug, and we'll get that switched up. But so you can find me there and, become my Facebook friend, invite me and, you know, we'll connect in the heart. I oftentimes put my number, you know, I do offer my hip hop music for free. It's conscious. It's filled with love. It's inspiring. And I oftentimes put my phone number out there to people just to connect with me. And just so you know, I'll never charge you. If you're my Facebook friend, for me, you become my family at that point. You're not just a Facebook friend. This isn't just a social media gimmick for me. It's real. You become my actual brother or my sister. And I oftentimes put my phone number out there, which is 718. Yes, I'm putting my phone number out there on the air. 718-816-6151. If anybody's going through anything, just really, really needs to talk to me or wants to talk to me, wants to connect in the heart with me after the show, please communicate with me and we can work through it. We can talk through it. You'll be helping me tremendously. And, you know, we can do this together as a family. I'm also going to just point out, talk about things tying all into together, mind, body, spirit, soul, and functioning as one unit. Just want to raise the awareness of what's going on in the show. We have an elder, Anthony Carl Urach, who's the founder of a company who has an incredible health product that came through the lineage of his father, right? We got transformational hip-hop music being played. Wow, we have the Bullet of Love story to express to people. We have an internet radio. We have the listeners. We have all of these hearts. See, all of these, here's the piece that I want to tie in. All of these different things extended out from the heart. And all of these things ultimately return back into the face of the heart. So that's the source. That's the source of the music that you just heard. That's the source of Doug and Don's reasoning for, you know, this BBS radio show with this beautiful personalities. That's the source of the vision of, you know, Anthony's beloved father. And that's the source of why Anthony's doing what he's doing now. That's the source of it, the heart. That's the source of why you're listening in today, the heart. So when all systems come out of the heart, it doesn't matter what they look like on the surface. All those systems will be connected in the heart. And that feels good to me. I want everybody to say yes to that. Welcome back, Anthony Carl Urach. And you were just telling your wonderful, giving your testimonial about things in terms of how they unfolded for you. And if you could be so kind to continue, we would be so kind to receive the blessing of your wisdom as you share.
Well, I'm happy to continue, and this is the first time that I've been referred to as an elder, Temba. So I'm an elder, am I? I guess I am an elder. I'm pretty older, that's for sure. When you think of 75 years on this planet, holy smokes! You know, most people at 75 are creeping around and not very healthy and not very happy and. And if they make it that far, I read a couple of years ago that this human body of ours was constructed in a way that it would last 1,000 years if you looked after it. And I thought, 1,000 years. And then I thought, well, look at the body. Look what it does. Look what it's capable of doing. And we treat it so shabbily. We wreck it over 30, 40 years. It's wrecked. And by 40, 50 years old, people are having smashers, having diabetes, cholesterol, arthritis. I mean, man, isn't that amazing how we just treat our body so shabbily? If we only gave it a little bit more TLC over the years, we could make it to 100 easy and still do things. And you know what? It's possible because there are some people that do it and have done it. And not with this tonic that my father developed so long ago, with just reasonably good living. And, of course, the stress today really plays havoc with people and so on. So, yes, it's mind, body, and soul, but it's really difficult to get the spirit to a level where you'd like it to be. When you're pain, you can't walk, you're in a wheelchair, you don't go to the bathroom properly, it just goes on and on and on. And this country in particular, who put a man on the moon 50 years ago, can't get their arms around how to get rid of cancer? I just don't get it. Don't get it.
Wow.
So how do you do it? Well, you do it by taking care of that beautiful, precious, wonderful body of yours and never give up, because that body is so well constructed that it has the capacity to return to an earlier time if you do what has to be done. One of the things that we've managed to do, and why my dad managed to get this tonic together and how it works, is exactly that. It's a youth solution. It will return systems to an earlier time so that they perform better as they used to. And that means that the whole body starts to get younger in the outside appearance, on the inside, and so on. And is that possible? Well, sure it is. It's like taking a car that you change the oil and do the spark plugs and the maintenance on a regular basis, or you do not. Well, over 10 years, what happens? One of the automobiles is going to win the race, and the other one is not. It's the same thing with your human body. All you have to do is maybe change the diet, maybe do a little bit more exercise. I mean, I speak to people today. This is what I do all day long. I speak to people who are asking me, do I think that this tonic will help them with their health challenge? And you should hear the health challenges. Holy moly. I can hardly conceive of it, because I've never been ill. And people are telling me they have this wrong and that wrong. This isn't functioning, and that doesn't work, and they're taking this medication and that one, and half of their time is at the doctor's office waiting in line and at the drugstore waiting in line, and they think this is living, and it's not. What's living is being able to use that mind and soul and body in a better way, and it's doable if you would just make some changes, and it's difficult to make changes when you're hooked on all these chemicals and the food that is dished out to us, or so-called food. Who coined that thing? Frankenfood, or whatever it is. It is Frankenfood. I mean, there are, I don't know, 10, 20, 30,000 different additives that are permitted to be used in food. You go to many other countries, they don't have food like this. They have food, like real food. And some of the countries never had heart attacks until they started eating the Western way. So it is largely in our food, and if we can change that, then all of a sudden the body comes up for a breath of fresh air and it starts to function a little bit better. What the JC Tonic does is it accelerates that process by balancing the systems, cleaning out the blood. It has the tremendous capacity that my father worked with, and he tested actually when he was a youngster in Austria. There was a farmer, they used to have a big country place, and not far there was a farmer that he would go and visit and be on the farm with the animals and so on. And the farmer had these two huge hogs that one day when my dad arrived there, they were both lying on the ground, and the farmer said, well, they're done for, they're not going to get up, they're going to die. My dad said, can I try my preparation, even though it wasn't complete? He was, you know, he was still working on it. He said, I'd like to try it and see if it does anything. So the farmer said, sure, you know, go right ahead. And he said, we'll see what happens. So he did it over several weeks. And one day he came back to the farm, and the farmer was getting ready to take one of the hogs to the market for butchering. And the other hog was, like, dead. And my father said, I'd like to go with you to the butchering. I want to get a piece of the artery. And he said, I want to take a piece of the artery of the one that died. And sure enough, it was exactly as my dad thought. And as you all have heard about arteriosclerosis, there was tremendous plaque buildup on the artery of the dead pig. And the one that he had treated with his, given his preparation to, it was nice and clean and pink. And that's when he knew he was on the right track. Because the very first thing that this does is it activates the blood. It's a catalyst to the purification, the detoxification, and the oxygenation of the blood. And folks, you have no idea. If you go and have a live blood test, you will see the quality of your blood. In America, people's blood is terrible. I mean, it's a sewer pipe. There's junk and debris and cholesterol and fat, and the red blood cells are all stuck together. Nothing operates properly. So how can you have good health when the staff of life, your blood, is such in such poor shape? So that alone, if only that starts to change in a person's body, everything starts to fall in place. Well, my dad managed to continue his development of this, and he worked with these wonderful tonic herbs, which also are really super herbs. They are herbs that they have two sets of constituents. Each herb can push a system, and there's another set of constituents that pulls the system and bring that's like a teeter-totter, like a seesaw. It brings balance to the system. And I guess the magic was how, and Dr. Mowry, who writes on our website, he wondered, he said, how was this man, my dad, able to come up with 18 of these tonic herbs and mix them up in such a way that all together, in every different which ways, they affect every single system, the cardiovascular system, the reproductive system, the nervous system, the immune system. Every single system comes under their influence. And when that happens and these systems start to balance, holy smokes, talk about a new body. I mean, you're like reborn. And that's not all. It's also an alkaline solution, and it starts to deacidify the body. And that, again, in the U.S., is everybody's body is acid. And acid is the great stomping grounds for cancer and candida and name it. If you have an alkaline body, you have a much better chance of not making a home for all these bad guys. So it does that as well. And even further, as he continued in his experiment, and I think that's probably when he finally woke up that night in the middle of the night, it was like, he said it was so vivid. Well, was it a dream or what? I don't know what it was, but he certainly got the message of how to complete the formula. And he actually, there is an electromagnetic charge in this tonic that will balance the meridians of your body. Well, when all those things start to go and come into play, there is not one body in the 70 years that has ever had this. I don't know how much anybody has to drink, but there is not anybody that continues it and takes it often enough, long enough, that doesn't have the most remarkable, unbelievable change to their health. And people are throwing their doctors are taking them off their medication. We had a conference call not long ago, a lady who said to her doctor, she just came back, said, took her off all the diabetic medications and said she no longer has it. This tonic does not cure anything. It makes a body able to go and start the work that it was supposed to do, that it used to do when you were younger. And before you wrecked it. And little by little, the body can return to a time before. And that's why on the website, you'll see people who have, you know, before and after pictures, they look 5, 10, and 15 years younger, because they do. We've been accused of using actors. It's not actors. They're real people. They actually look younger. If you go to Timba's website, and look, he had a bit of a blurb on me there. There's a picture of me at 65 and 75. At 65, I good Lord, I mean, it's impossible that you would think I was 65, even at 75. And maybe over 40 years, I've gained 5 pounds. I mean, I do everything regularly. I poop well, I sleep well, I eat good food. I don't eat junk food. I don't drink soda pop. Sure, a rum and coke or something like that. That's different. But do you mean when you pound these things into your body day in and day out, eventually your body can't cope any longer, and switches start turning off, and chemical reactions stop happening, and electrical functions start to short circuit, and slowly the body is unable to do what it has to do to prevent something from happening. So you get arthritis.
Hey, Anthony, let me get in for a second, please, if you could. Wow, you know, I've heard it said you're your own best website, and you know what I really appreciate about your sharing is you can really feel the sincerity, and also not just your sincerity and your integrity in that way, but you know, I called you an elder. I guess it's relative, but the bottom line is the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, and the experience. You know, I heard it say when I was a child that experience was the greatest teacher. And, you know, there's nothing like having someone come on and be able to give a 70-year-plus testimonial about something. And, you know, I'm feeling called to tell people, if you're tuning in, and you know, we have, again, Anthony mentioned my link, but I have a link on my website that you can click. You can see more about the product, and if you choose, you know, grab a bottle and so you can be the next testimonial situation. I'm taking it right now, and I'm very, very pleased. And so just want to say, like, I just want to honor the journey. You know, I want to honor everybody's journey of making it here on this beautiful. You know, honestly, I'm moved by the whole your level of information, your level of experience, the journey from your father up until now. I'm really moved, and like I said, it takes a lot to just bring me in like that. And I know if I'm moved, I know the people are moved. And so I just, you know, thank you again for being here. We have a little bit more time before we conclude today.
So I just want to let the listeners know that we're going to be bringing Anthony back, and so we can go even deeper into it, and we may even bring some more folks on who can give a potential, just talk more about it in terms of their experience with it, et cetera. But, you know, so don't feel you have to rush everything. One of the things that I really appreciated about when I first talked to Anthony about the product was that he said he had an entirely different approach than the average company, which is just trying to get, distributors on board so they can kind of just do that whole trickle-down money thing. He said he actually sincerely wants everybody to get it and experience it first, and just really know for themselves what it's about. That made me feel really warm. And, it's a beautiful day and time. I honestly, there's a lot of stuff out, a lot of products out there, and more power to all of them. But I'm just grateful that this one has, that I've attracted into my life such a situation with a product that has such a rich foundation to it, and a wonderful stretch of success. So, Anthony, I want you to, if you could be so kind, to leave our listening audience. It's 2:49 now. The show concludes at 3. Again, I want to put it out there. If anybody needs to talk to me after the show, contact me on Facebook. You can find me at Temba Spirit, T-E-M-B-A, T-E-M-B-A, that is, Facebook, or check me out on my website. Give me a call if you need to just talk. It doesn't have to be relevant to the show. If you need to interact with me, we got a couple minutes now. If there's somebody out there who wants to just call in and ask some questions, but we're definitely going to have Anthony back. And, big shout out to everybody out there who tuned in today. And Anthony, go ahead and give us some, if you would, some concluding words. We'll leave it. Doug, you can go ahead and play my song Innocence to play the music for people. Innocence. After we we'll leave out with a little bit more, a little calmer energy today on this show. But go ahead and share with us for a few minutes, Anthony, just some closing words until we bring you back.
Well, first of all, maybe give your phone number that in case anyone wants to call.
Absolutely. I just did, but I'll give it again. 773-816-6151. That's my personal number, but the call-in numbers, I don't actually know them by heart. Doug, I posted them on my Facebook, so you can go to my Facebook wall and actually see the numbers. But the time is getting short anyway right now, but we can probably make that happen.
I just thought in case, but people probably don't, we don't have time to take a call, but next time, if you have me back, we can maybe ask folks if they'd like to call in on the show and ask a question. I'll be happy to do it. But as I said when I began, this is a 400-hour story, and there's plenty more to tell. I tried to just do a quick overview so people have an idea what this is all about and why it's here. And you're right. At 75, I'm still doing what I'm doing today, and I'm still doing talking to people because we have to talk to people about their health first. And if they start using this, they get healthier. We hope they pay it forward and tell somebody else that, hey, they just are using something that made them feel 10 years younger. And if everybody did that and talked to 10 people a day, we could effectively empty the hospitals in 40 years. And that's a long time, isn't it, everybody? But, we have to start something somewhere. And I've been doing this for all these years, and the very first thing is to make sure that people are drinking this and getting results. That's the first thing. Temba mentioned about distributors and so on. What's the distributor thing if people aren't healthy and say, wow, this is tremendous, and I'm feeling better, and now I want to share it with other people? And a lot of people do just that, and they just tell everybody about it. And when you find out how it works for yourself, then you really do pay it forward. And I think that's what we have to have more of, whatever it is, helping people get over their misery, helping people losing weight that are overweight, helping people get out of their wheelchairs, helping people across the street, helping people do anything. this is just another way of helping people that we think if they end up with better health, then they're going to pay it forward and start helping other people. So that's what I continue to do, and I'll be happy to be back on another show at another time, Temba. Just say the word.
Sounds wonderful. My special guest with much wisdom and just coming from a lineage of people that cared enough to give this gift of JC Tonic. Special guest today, Anthony Carl Urach, will be back. I'm so grateful to be in alliance with you, Anthony, making this happen, bringing the heart and also this transformation of body, which is tied into everything else. On that note, Doug, you know, it feels like a new day by Celine Dion is the appropriate send-off song, because if it doesn't feel like a new day to you, I don't think you tuned in today, but it's definitely a new day, and the possibilities have expanded in our lives today through today's show. It's been wonderful. It's been beautiful. You know, don't forget, you are adorable just as you are. There's nothing that can change that. It's, without a doubt, a new day. My name is Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the Bullet of Love, and I love you like I love my own soul. Doug, let us go out with A New Day by Celine.
A new day has come. A new day has come. I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong. Shed a tear through the darkness and good times. I knew I'd make it through, and the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you. Oh, it's almost blinding me. I can't believe I've been touched by an angel with love. Let the rain come down and wash away my tears. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun. Let it shatter the